last week in Ecuador, I walked in the most beautiful steep woods I had ever seen. A ragged procession of 20, bathed in sweat and dizzied by altitude and bright light, mounted hundreds of steps on the way to an outdoor chapel. The steps were marked by 7 huge stones, each carved with an image representing a sorrowful mystery of Christ. We walked in full silence, yearning to reach the top of the mountain, carrying fresh memories of love and joy like precious oils. I realized that I took each step. I was saying the name of someone in prayer. I prayed for my family, my friends, people in the church, people I knew from the streets, people from my past, saints and babies I had baptized. The circle of prayer got wider and wider as the endless steps continued. My eyes and heart were overflowing with gratitude for all the love I have known in this world. Finally, 45 minutes later, we reached the stone marking the last sorrowful mystery. I looked up to see that the stone had given way to green moss, and it was crumbling. It was no longer possible to see the carved image of Jesus being crucified. The stone was literally rolling away, and Jesus was rising from the rock, as on the very first Easter morning. All the woods in my life, and all the woods in your life, teach us the truth of resurrections. They teach us that someday love will right all the wrongs of this earth. It will set the captives free, heal our blindness, make the trees clap their hands in joy, and cause people to weep at the beauty of a field of lilies. Someday the lion will lie down with the lamb. Love, more powerful and older than stone, will roll it away. The Ecuadorian woods sang, "Before there were stones, there was God. Before there was death, there was life. Before there was doubt, there was faith. Before there was war, there was peace. Before there was sin, there was grace."